This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a major setback for the NFL, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady prevailed in his battle to have his four-game suspension overturned as a federal judge reversed a ruling by Commissioner Roger Goodell to bench the star. The judge held the collective bargaining agreement did not give Goodell the authority to enact the suspension for this cause. The Justice Department will regularly require federal agents now to seek warrants before locating and tracking cell phones, a technology that was designed to hunt terrorists overseas, but has become popular for fighting domestic crime. A federal judge gave a class action status to Uber drivers, finding that there is simply no basis to Uber's claim that some innumerable legion of drivers prefer to remain independent contractors rather than become employees. The suit goes to the heart of Uber's controversial business model. TV news anchor in Phoenix was forced to defend the fact that she rolled her R's with proper Spanish pronunciation on the air. She explained that she was raised in a bilingual household and liked giving Spanish words proper pronunciation. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, African Americans and Hispanics have been consistently unrepresented in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM occupations. In 2011, blacks represented 11% of the total workforce, but only 6% of STEM workers. Hispanics were 15% of the total workforce and 7% of STEM workers. An estimated 35.5 million people are expected to travel over Labor Day weekend and spend $13.5 billion on gas, lodging, and food. New research says that putting on weight in midlife can not only impact whether you get Alzheimer's, but when you might get it. Donald Trump has signed a pledge that he will not run on a third-party line for president if he fails to win the Republican nomination. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.